Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
It's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
Hi. Welcome to the best junk shop in Boston, the Recycle Store at the Boston Children's Museum. Its barrels are brimming with buttons, baubles, rickrack, and calico, and stuffed with scraps that weren't made into wedding gowns, seat covers, or ping pong balls. You know, it's amazing how one person's trash can be somebody else's treasure, isn't it? All of these bits and pieces could have been tossed out for the garbage trucks. But with a little inspiration, they can be recycled, used again, to create a brand new whole that's a whole lot greater than the sum of its parts. Almost everything you can think of is made up of little bits and pieces of something else. The food you eat, the clothes you wear, the house you live in, maybe even the quilt you tuck under your chin at night. A handmade patchwork quilt is a warm blanket made of small pieces of cloth that are stitched together. It looks a lot like a jigsaw puzzle and can tell a story without using a single word. That's what this book, The Patchwork Quilt, is all about. How a little girl and her family stitched together a swatch of blue, a scrap of red, and a gleam of gold to create a quilt of memories.
Patchwork Quilt, story by Valerie Flournoy, pictures by Jerry Pinkney, read by Isabel Sanford. Tanya sat restlessly by the kitchen window. She was anxious to go outside and enjoy spring, but she had a cold. Mama, when can I go outside? Asked Tanya. In time, Mama murmured. All in good time.
I'm gonna talk to Grandma, Tanya said.
Grandma was sitting in her favorite spot. In her lap were scraps of materials of all textures and colors. Tanya recognized some of them. The plaid was from Papa's old work shirt, and the red scraps were from her brother Ted's shirt. What you gonna do with all that stuff? Tanya asked. Stuff? These ain't stuff. These little pieces gonna make me a quilt. A patchwork quilt. I know what a quilt is. Grandma, there's one on your bed. It's old and dirty. Grandma sighed. It ain't dirty, honey. It's worn, the way it's supposed to be. My mother made me a quilt when I wasn't any older than you. But sometimes the old ways are forgotten. Mama walked in and looked at the scraps of material that were scattered all over. I just cleaned this room and now it's a mess.
It's not a mess, Mama, Tanya said. It's a quilt.
A quilt? You don't need these scraps. I can get you a quilt. Grandma looked at her daughter and then turned to her grandchild. Yes, your mama can get you a quilt from any department store, but it won't be like my patchwork quilt, and it won't last as long either. Grandma's eyes grew dark and distant. She gazed out the window, absent-mindedly rubbing the pieces of material through her fingers. Grandma, I'll help you make your quilt, Tanya said.
Thank you, honey.
it's going to take quite a while to make this quilt a good quilt, a masterpiece. It'll take me a year at least. A year, shouted Tanya. I can't wait that long, Grandma. A year ain't that long, honey. Making this quilt gonna be a joy. One August afternoon, Mama said Tanya's brother Jim's favorite blue corduroy pants were beyond repair. Bring them here, Grandma said. Grandma took part of the pant leg and cut a few blue squares. Jim watched her add his patches to the others. A quilt won't forget. It can tell your life story. On Halloween, Tanya was an African princess. She danced in the long, flowing robes Mama had made from several yards of colorful material. Grandma cut some squares out and added Tanya to the quilt, too. One day, Tanya leaned over the table to see into the living room. Grandma was telling Mama all about quilts and how this quilt would be very special. From that moment on, both women spent their winter evenings working on the quilt. Only once did Mama put it aside. She wanted to wear something special Christmas night, so she bought some gold material and made a beautiful dress. Tanya knew without asking that the gold scraps would be in the quilt too. There was much singing and laughing that Christmas. Papa said he had never felt so much happiness in the house. And Mama agreed. The next day, Grandma didn't feel well, and they had to call a doctor. Tanya looked into the living room. The patchwork quilt was folded neatly, just as Grandma had left it. Can we see Grandma? Tanya asked. Not tonight, Papa said. Grandma needs rest. It was nearly a week before the children were permitted to see their grandmother. We miss you, Grandma, Ted said. Your quilt misses you too, Grandma, Tanya said. My masterpiece, Grandma sighed. Almost half finished. Tanya walked slowly to where the quilt lay and thought real hard. She knew how to cut the scraps, but she wasn't certain of the rest. Just then, Tanya felt a hand resting on her shoulder. She looked up and saw Mama. You cut more squares, Tanya, while I stitch some patches together, Mama said. Tanya snipped and trimmed the scraps of material till her hands hurt from the scissors. Every day, Tanya worked on the quilt. But after a few weeks, she stopped. Something was wrong. Something was missing. Finally, she knew. Something wasn't missing. Someone was missing. That evening, before she went to bed, Tanya tiptoed into Grandma's room, a pair of scissors in her hand. She quietly lifted the end of Grandma's old quilt and carefully removed a few squares. February and March came and went. Then one June day, Tanya came home to find Grandma working on the quilt again. Grandma, Tanya shouted. Hush, child. It's almost time to do the quilting on these patches. But first, I have some special finishing touches. There. It's done, she said. Mama helped Grandma spread the quilt full length. Reds, greens, blues, and golds, light shades and dark, blended in and out throughout the quilt. It's beautiful, Papa said. He touched the gold patch, looked at Mama, and remembered. Jim remembered, too. There was his blue and the red from Ted's shirt. There was Tanya's Halloween costume, and there was Grandma. Even though her patch was old, it fit right in. They all remembered the past year. They especially remembered Tanya and all her work. So in the right-hand corner of the last row of patches was delicately stitched, "For Tanya, from your mama and grandma."
You can't buy a quilt like Tanya's at any store, for any price. And Tanya's mama and grandma taught her more than just how to stitch, snip, and sew. They showed her that the secret ingredient in her quilt was love. That's what happens when you make things together with your family. Well, this may look like nothing but a big mess, but it's really a quilt in the making. These students from the Joseph Lee School in Dorchester, Massachusetts, are making their very own special one-of-a-kind quilt. Each square will be as individual as a fingerprint, as special as its maker. Each square will be designed to say, "Hey, this is me."
This picture says a lot about me because my sister likes playing teacher with me a lot. So every week we play teacher three times, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I like my little sister, and I like her being in my patch. I really love her and care about her.
In my patch, I'm making apple pie with my mother. That's me with yellow hair because I have blonde hair. I really like using a needle and thread because it's fun. I think I like making apple pies with my mom because it's one of the ways that she shows she loves me.
In my patch, I have a skirt on because it's easy to jump rope with a skirt. The blue and white cloth that I used to make the shirt is from the dresses that my mother made for us. So it has a special meaning to me. The two people that are turning the rope are Liam and Lyndon. They are my best friends. So they had to be in my patch.
This is me sitting under a tree, enjoying one of my favorite books. And I'm sitting under a rainbow because I'm the host of Reading Rainbow. And I think of myself as the man under the rainbow. I put all of these elements into my patch for the quilt. Wow, from this to this. The whole really is greater than the sum of its parts. This quilt is made of individual patches sewn together with thread. And families are made up of individual people whose lives are sewn together with love. Just like patchwork quilts, families come in all sizes, shapes, and colors. There's no one pattern. What do you think a family is?
Someone to hold you, who you know is always there. Someone who is working hard and still has time to share. Brother or a sister that you can depend upon, a relative who's older, a baby who's just born. You're all part of each other, like branches on a tree, growing strong together as a family. Painted different hues, stepbrothers and stepsisters from different backgrounds too. But because you love each other, all the differences you see, they just don't seem important in a family. You may have just one parent, or your family may live. There's always room for you.
You know, I think most everybody will agree with me when I say that the heart of any home is right here in the kitchen. And this kitchen here at the Boston Children's Museum shows what your great-grandmother's kitchen might have looked like. I'm about ready here to make something really special. It's called the LeVar Burton Super Duper Sandwich. You ready? Okay, here we go. You know, you can change the face, but the taste is still the same. Delicious. But I'm not the only one with my favorite recipe. The Balducci family brought their secret recipes across the ocean with them from Bari, Italy, to the sidewalks of New York City. As you'll see, the business sure has mushroomed since grandfather Louis Balducci first started selling fruits and vegetables from his pushcart 70 years ago.
Today, almost the whole family works alongside Mom and Pop Balducci. Some of the clan work in the office, handling the day-to-day paperwork, like ordering products from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And the Balducci's do at work what most families do at home.
Oh, yeah.
Eat. Taste tests are part of the job.
I think it is a very, very good smoked chicken.
I can't even remember the name.
All right. Meanwhile, Pop Balducci is upstairs sharing secrets of success with his grandson, Joe.
The rest of the romaine is all right. But you take the bed leaves, and it looks all right.
Should you trim the top?
Just a little bit.
Not much, though.
No, not much. Just a little
bit. Well, I love working with my grandfather. Like he says, I do have a little bit of a short temper, and I do blow up once in a while. But I know deep inside that he does mean well, and he teaches me a lot. This is a great experience. You get to learn a lot, and it's a lot of love involved.
Over here, you haven't got time to sit. Always got something to do. To fix them, to make them look an appetizer. I don't need
That's
money,
a good business.
But I need love. Money don't mean nothing. Love each other. That's the important things I have in my heart.
No, well, let me try to do it, see if I could do it. Joseph, maybe you could do this?
Anybody can do it.
You see, I'm not
family tradition is also honored downstairs in the kitchen, where Uncle Andy and Louie make bite-sized mozzarella called bacconcini.
Homemade, fresh-made mozzarella. You always got to do mozzarella because people keep eating mozzarella and you can't make it fast enough. The more you make, the more they eat.
I call my uncle Zio Andy, which is Italian for Uncle Andy. He's a beautiful person to work with. Not such an easy person to work with, but you have to be very patient because you see in time that they're right. And we're all in a hurry, but they say slow down, do it right.
Louis. Don't do it so fast. Take your time. Grandpa always said you can't get quality with quantity.
Yeah, but we have a line of people upstairs waiting.
I understand, Louis. The people will wait. I look at Louis, and I remember my father talking to me, and I can't help to think how I reacted when Pop kept telling me the same thing over and over again. When I look at Louis sometimes, I sort of sympathize with his feelings.
How am I doing?
Well, fair. Oh, that's beautiful, Louis. Oh. And now, Louis, it's ready to be sold, to be enjoyed by all our good customers.
Mmm, looks great. And what's happening in the big kitchen? Lessons on meatballs and lasagna from Mom Balducci herself.
What are you doing over here?
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm making
a
mess.
Yeah, I don't like what you're doing. That's too much. That's too much.
No one that doesn't like, you better watch out, kids.
That's all.
My mother and father are an inspiration to me and to my children. That's what this store is all about. Mom and Pop. They have taught us a lot. And hopefully we can carry this through to our children.
What do you do?
Yeah. The kitchen is the heart of the store, and you have to love it. You have to love the food. You have to love the products. And that's what I've been taught, and that's what I want to pass on to my children.
So it isn't perfect. You fit in perfectly.
The Balducci's built a family business out of spaghetti, cheese, fruits, and vegetables. And visitors here at the Boston Children's Museum built this library, a house made especially for books out of milk cartons that they could have thrown away. You can do it too. Here's how. You take two milk cartons, stuff one with newspaper, then put the two cartons together. Easy. You can build your own library out of recycled materials. And if you want to put some books into it, then try the patchwork quilt and others about families of all kinds. Here are some that you might enjoy. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hello, my name is Alyssa, and I'm here today to tell you about the different kinds of ways that you could become a family. I read about them in this book called Being Adopted by Maxine B. Rosenberg. In this book, all the children are adopted. Andrew came from India, Karen came from Korea, and Rebecca came all the way across the United States. The stories in the book are real. I especially like the part when Rebecca's sad because someone made fun of her because she's adopted. And her brother told her not to worry because their mom and dad will never give them up. I came to my family from South America on an airplane. Just like Rebecca, I know my mommy and daddy will never give me up. Being Adopted is a great book. You should read it. It'll help you understand that being adopted is excellent.
Have you ever been teased? It's no fun, is it? Well, nobody knows that like the little girl in this story, Angel Child, Dragon Child. Hi, I'm Mike Szymanski. This book was about a little girl that comes to America from Vietnam. The little girl, Oot, finds it difficult coming to a new school and making new friends. A boy at school, Raymond, teases her terribly about the clothes she wears and the trouble she has learning English. One day, the principal found Oot and Raymond fighting. My favorite part of the book was when Oot and Raymond made up and became friends. After that, the whole school gets together to bring Oot's mother to America. I can really relate to this book because I came from Korea. It was a little hard for me, too. Angel Child, Dragon Child will help you see that even though people are different, they should be treated kindly.
Hola, boys and girls. My name is Maritza T. Would you like to read a beautiful book called Two of Them? It's about a little girl and her grandfather. When she was born, her grandfather made her a silver polished stone ring. Grandfather made her a flute of bamboo. Grandfather played the guitar. And they made music together under the trees. At the end of the story, the little girl takes care of her grandfather because he was dying and he couldn't walk. The ending is sad, but I still think you should read this book because it shows you how great it is to have a special grandpa.
Calcium, water, phosphate. Potassium, sodium, sulfur, copper, iodine. These are just some of the basic chemical ingredients that make up one of the most important items in the whole world. Somebody's Sean size is worth about $1.38 worth of sodium, calcium, and other basic chemical ingredients. But no one could ever put a price tag on her real value. Or yours. You are so much greater than the sum of your parts, aren't you, Honey Suit? Yeah, you are. All the ingredients in human beings may be the same, but the result is always different. That's why you're you, one of a kind. Imagine trying to cut one square out of this quilt, just one. Wouldn't be the same, would it? Well, your family, your community, your whole world would never be the same without you. Shawnee, you want to help me wave bye-bye? Yeah, come on, let's wave bye-bye. Wave bye-bye. 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 We'll see you next time. Yeah, wave bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Patchwork Quilt by Valerie Flournoy, illustrated by Jerry Pinkney, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of E.P. Dutton Incorporated, Being Adopted by Maxine Rosenberg, photographs by George Ancona, published by Lothrop, Lee, and Shepherd, Angel Child, Dragon Child by Michelle Marie Surratt, illustrated by Vo Din Mai, published by Carnival Press Books, an imprint of Raintree Publishers Incorporated. The Two of Them by Aliki, published by Greenwillow Books.